Take us through the goal and then how many teeth did you seem to lose there?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I only lost one today. I don't know. I might put it under my pillow, see what's gonna happen tonight. But I don't know. I wish I can lose another one if we can win the next game again.
You were saying a couple days ago, I asked you if you thought you were dreaming here, just being here. Can you even put it into words what this feels like?
Not right now. I just try to realize and enjoy it. Players have been real nice with me after the game. Fans real nice all game, and I think that just could give us a good push when we need it in the game.
Have you ever had 20,000 people chanting your name?
I don't know. It was first time, and I hope I can keep my game up. And we'll see what's going to happen next game.
How do you keep your concentration when that's happening, when there's a building full of people?
I just try to keep my composure, and it's good motivation. Force me to push myself to keep going. That's probably because they like my game, so I don't want to disappoint them after that. So I just want to give it everything I got.
You give us your thoughts on everything else that transpired out there aside from the goals, all the fights, all the extracurricular stuff.
Oh yeah, it was a physical game tonight. I think that's what it is in series. What's the important thing is that we win that game, and now we're gonna put behind us and focus for the next one.
Were you starting to wonder if there'd be enough players left?
Playing hard, and that's kind of what happens when you play a team over and over again. Is that the battles heat up, and that's just kind of playoff hockey.
Talk about the difference between game two and three. Anderson. And the centers in terms of the way they came out and kind of controlled the game physically right from the start.
We have a game plan, and we want to stick to it, and we don't want to venture off from that. And we just want to focus on things we can control and focus on what we do with the puck and what we do physically and what we do. As a group, we just want to work on things that we can control.
During the five fights, you enjoyed that kind of a series. Good luck.
Next one and get ready.
This team vowed to come out more physical. Obviously, it was. Do you sense that caused a lot of frustration in Montreal's team game tonight?
You'll have to ask them. I thought we did a good job of a better job of forechecking than we have. We did a game too, so that helped helped us create chances and get on the power play. So we did a good job, and obviously some really nice goals by Pedro, great shots, and very timely goals for us.
Does it seem you have to lose a tooth in order for a team to win?
Well, it's obviously a theme in this series that one tooth every game, and I don't know if that's going to continue, but we're very happy for him. He played a great game, had some great shots, picked the corners, and it was fun for him.
Did you sense, though, you were getting some momentum off the physical play?
I thought we got momentum off our physical play, but also the way we were forechecking, skating. We were able to get the puck, and we didn't get stuck in neutral zone as we didn't get to as much, and that was a big part of it.
Did you think there would not be enough players left at the end of the game to finish?
The bench were getting shorter. I've seen worse, but it was pretty short. I mean, I was playing defense at the end of the game, and I don't think that will happen again.
Did you enjoy the fights as much as the fans did?
I thought, the game kind of got out of hand for them, and they tried to respond, but I thought we stuck up for ourselves really well. We sure did.
How about your defensive play? How was it to win
you guys responded?
Dana, opposite two of you,
physically and in every aspect of the game.
Yeah, I think, we powered through. It was a tough first period, and we got through that, and then the refs kind of calmed it down a bit, and, we kept playing, and we put the puck in the net, and they got frustrated.
On a night when, what does it mean to see a kid like Pedro, who a month ago wasn't even here, and then he gets a hat trick?
Yeah, I think the first and second goal are huge for us. I think that gets us going, and the third one is a great bonus for him, and he really deserved that one.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thanks.
part. We thought we came out, we played a physical game, and it wasn't just three or four guys. It was everyone. And, you watch the series in the playoffs, and that's what it is. It's every team, every player finishing checks, and it doesn't matter how big you are. And Corey Connick or Pagy, they're guys that aren't very big, but they played hard tonight. That's what it takes to win. And for me, you see those guys going out and putting their body on the line. I want to put my body on the line that much more. And it is what it is.
Could you feel the building turn at that point after those fights?
The building was phenomenal all night. I thought our fans came in. They cheered us on. It was great. Definitely home ice advantage, that's for sure. And how they responded and coming out, it was exciting for us.
Where do you think the series goes from here? Can you imagine another night like this as the series progresses, or is it going to need to calm down?
I have no idea. We go out, play shift by shift, timeout to timeout, and that's what we wanted to do tonight. And we did that for the most part. Obviously, there's some shifts that are 50-50 out there where they're going to get some momentum, but we did a good job tonight getting it back and kept the momentum on our side a lot of the night. And Andy made some big saves for us, and that's kept us in the game when we needed them. And we were only up by one, and he made a couple of big saves. So he's been a solid for us for the game so far.
How important was it early to really set the tone and send a message?